to not hear this. For some of you, it would be a lot of ladies would be shopping. Husbands would say, "Help me, Jesus." You know, but some would say art. Some would say sports. My hands up. That is like a way I can, like, it can be crazy. And if I got Jesus and sports, I'm good. If life is a little crazy, but I love to watch sports. It's, by the way, go Eagles. Come on. Do we have any Patriots fans in the house? Uh-oh. Again, there is prayer at the end of service. They will be glad to pray with you and deliver you from all bondage. But I root for the Eagles because my wife is from Philly. So for 10 years, I've been an Eagle fan. So one of my teams is in the Super Bowl. It's amazing. I'm a Bucks fan, so it's rough most of the time. And Bruce said, amen. But if I was to ask how many of you like to have fun, most of us would say yes. If I was to ask, what do you like to do to have fun, we get a bunch of different answers. Some people like to vacation, right? So I was out, like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. I was outside with Jonathan, and we were just outside just having fun. And he's out there, and he's doing his thing. He goes everywhere. If you met Jonathan, you know he literally is everywhere at one time. But so we're out there, and I have an acre. So we're out there. We're just kind of walking around. The person that owned the house before me, I don't know why, but they put a basketball hoop in my backyard, and there's, like, no cement anywhere. I don't know what they were thinking. But Jonathan loves basketball. He is, which makes this father very happy. He goes, ball. We could be driving, and he sees one out the window. He's like, ball. I'm like, buddy, we can't stop now. We're on the highway. Like, chill. But so we're out there, and I'm, like, lifting him up, and he's, like, hanging on the hoop, and he one of his favorite movies is Space Jam. Anybody know Space Jam? One of the best sports movies ever made, all right? Because it has the real GOAT, Michael Jordan. This whole talk of this, you can tell I'm a youth pastor because I argue this constantly. It's not LeBron James. It's not. I argue this on a weekly basis with young people. You don't know what basketball is. I'm sorry. But he loves Space Jam. So he'll actually try to be dunking like Michael Jordan. And he'll hang on the hoop and he'll pull his feet up and he's just dangling. And he's having a blast. And so then he gets off that, and we had this little place where we used to have a shed. Now there's just the very bottom of it. So there's like a piece of wood that comes up. He's just running up, and he would go down. He would run up and go down. He's just having a blast. And I was sitting there watching him, just smiling. He's having a blast. And God really ministered to me at that moment, and he was like, you know what? I like you to have fun. I like to have fun with you. Now, see, I come from a very religious background, so that's not normal to have fun with God, to see God as having fun. Anybody there with me? You had to grow in that? And I'm sitting there watching, and he's having a blast, but my heart is so filled because he's having fun. And the Holy Spirit really ministered me at this moment and was like, I like you to have fun, and I like to have fun with you. This isn't very deep. I believe it is very, very deep, because I believe God is meant to be experienced. I tell the youth all the time, he is not this cosmic killjoy that just takes away your fun. No, he actually made fun. So if I was to ask the question, are you having fun in your walk with God? Or we could say it this way, are you enjoying your walk with God on a daily basis? Now, some people just went to, well, yeah, I'm reading the Bible and I'm praying. And okay, that's awesome. But are you having fun? Because for many years, I read this because I felt like I had to so God would love me. This whole book changed for me when I got to understand I don't have to read this for God to love me or accept me. That's already done. I get to read this to learn more about who He is and who I am. And then this started to become fun. This isn't a drag to me anymore. For years of my life, it was. Not because this book isn't an amazing and it changed my life, but it was like, man. Anybody ever been there? Maybe you're there now. Are you enjoying your walk with God? Are you enjoying? Are you having fun with God? I believe it's so important because for many years of my life, I loved God, but I can be, if I'm honest, it wasn't fun. It felt like I had to do all this stuff, and it was like more on me than I'm. Are you having fun? Let's go to Psalms 34:8. I really do feel that this is a valid question. Are you enjoying God? Are you having fun with God? You think, oh, well, this is just you're just a youth pastor and this is a youth message. No, it's not. I believe God is fun. I believe God is meant to be experienced. Let's read Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is meant to be experienced. Did you catch that? See, this is one of a cliche verse. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But do we really catch, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good? Are you experiencing God? Are you having fun? Are you enjoying God? And by the way, what are you supposed to experience? His goodness. His goodness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, that God is good. I get maybe some of us in this room, we're experiencing some difficulties in life, but that doesn't negate this verse. He is good, and He doesn't bring stuff on us to teach us a lesson. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is meant to be experienced. Not just you. A lot of people, they think, oh, I just get saved and that's it. And my heart breaks there because when I see a young person get saved, it's like, that's just like, that's amazing, but that's just the beginning. There is a life that God has for you. There is a purpose, a divine destiny that God made you for. Before time was time. Don't stop with just a prayer that you gave your life to God. That's just the beginning. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Awesome. It may not be very awesome to you, but my life was really changed when I started to come into a knowledge of His love and His grace. That I'm already accepted. I don't have to do to be loved and accepted. Because how many of us do to get the love? That's not fun. He's going dead. We're going to change it out. In the Bible, it's be consistent. Be always in. Well, you can't just stay at home in your room all day. You got things to do, right? Just enjoy God. I want to go over some scriptures that let us know that God is with us. I believe you can't enjoy something you don't believe is with you. Right? That makes sense. So I believe one of the first things that to enjoy God is just to be aware that he's with you. So let's go to Matthew. I'm going to go to 1:23. I'm just going to go through a few scriptures just to remind us this morning that God is with us. Wherever you go, God is. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. That's Jesus. God with us. Go and say that. God with me. Make that personal. God with me. This is one of the announcements of Jesus. This is going to be his name. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with you. But what happens when I mess up? He's with you. You get so much fear. What if I mess up and I fall? Listen, you're going to mess up. You're not going to be perfect. He will never leave you. One of the amazing things about grace and his love. You're never alone. You fall flat on your face, he's right there to pick you back up and not condemn you and not make you feel bad. Say, come on, child, let's keep going. A lot of times we go together, yeah, but God, and God's like, I am God, but nothing. Let's go. I hope this is freeing. Something that I've been thinking about since that day with Jonathan. God wants to have fun with you. He enjoys you having fun. Let's go to Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. I'm with you always. I'm with you always. Does he say right there, if you pray enough, if you read the Bible enough, I'm going to be with you. If you don't, I'm leaving. Act right. I'm out of here. I am with you always. I'm with you always. Just that right there brings so much peace. Going through a trial, hear these words. I am with you always. You feel lonely? I am with you always. I am with you. Let's go to Hebrews 13:5. Really, truly believe that we're supposed to enjoy a relationship with God. It's not supposed to add more onto us where we feel, oh, I have to do all this. It's supposed to be freeing. Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you I will never leave you or forsake you. You know, it's funny. I use Google. Okay? And The other night I was Googling, you know, scriptures that say we're in a relationship with God. And one of the top things were the top five scriptures that will make you feel it. I'm like, about a feeling. About Jesus. And through Jesus, we are close. Not about a feeling. That's one of the top Google things. Five scriptures to make you feel closer. Church, let me tell you, you are close. You can't get any more close with God because of Jesus. And some of us just thought, yeah, but I. Not about you. Not about you. About Jesus. That needs to be our focus. You know, we get so focused on, I got to walk with God. I just got to walk with God. When the amazing thing is he walks with us. And when we're focused that he's with me and he's walking with me, instead of I got to walk with God, we get our eyes on him. I read over some, and there's so much more scriptures that say Old Testament and New that say that God is with us. We get so, I got to walk with God. I got to walk with Jesus. When the miracle is, he walks with us. You know, church, we love the poem that says that Jesus and a guy were walking on a beach and there's two sets of footprints. And the guy looks back and goes, hey, why is there only one set of footprints here? And Jesus goes, well, that's when I carried you. And we get the spiritual goosebump. When the reality is, there's always one set of footprints. The reality is, there's always one set of footprints. Because Paul said that your life is hidden in Christ. This book says that we are in him. You look back, there's always one set. If there's two sets, one. There's a lot of people that love that poem, and I get it. It's a beautiful thing that when we're in trouble, God is with us, and he does carry us through and gives us that strength. But that is not how we need to be walking. It's him and me walking together. There's always one set of footprints. And he's meant to be enjoyed. This whole Christian life thing is supposed to be fun. If it's a drag, if it's hard, can I just let you know this morning that maybe you're doing it wrong? I grew up Catholic. Believe me, when I got saved, I was doing it wrong because I was like, I got to do, and do some more. This is where intimacy comes in. When you're enjoying him and he's enjoying you. Can't go to a movie because what will people think? That's how my wife grew up. Can't go to the movies. You can't listen to contemporary Christian music because it's of the devil. And they showed a video of that in her youth church. I like certain kinds of music. I like rap music. Don't shoot me. I like Skillet. I like a little dance music with Hillsong Young and Free. listening to that, God's not like, it's not instrumental music there, child. You need to get it right, kid. God's like, man, you're enjoying it. Come on. Some of you enjoy things that I would not enjoy. I'm not a hunter. That's not what I do. Wasn't raised around it. You take me hunting, I'll go with you, but I'm not going to be doing a whole lot. I don't know what to do. I grew up on the beach side, surfing. That I enjoy. But to go out in the cold and sit in the same spot for days? Not my thing. It's meant to be fun. To be fun. We just relax. Whenever I'm with the youth, some of my biggest things is just enjoy. Let him enjoy you. Stop trying to be right and just live with him. Stop trying to be perfect. Church, stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be earning things from God. Are you tired in your walk with God? That's probably why. Because it sounds spiritual. We love doing it. Well, God, this, and we go to God like this, and it's so funny. We go, God, this week I've been reading my Bible. I've been praying more. I even put more in the offering box. I normally do, Lord. And now, God, because I did that, I thank you. And really, God's the entire time. He's just like, I'm going to take care of you anyway. With you always. I will never leave or forsake you. This is a promise. Not a feeling. Because I can't promise that you'll always feel that God is with you. As our five senses. But that doesn't change the fact that he's with you always. He will never leave you or forsake you. Are you enjoying God? Are you having fun in this journey? I'll be honest, I'm a youth pastor and I teach at a Christian school, and it's not the norm to see Christians enjoying. They'll feel down. Our head and go through the entire day like that. Still here. Still here. You're having fun. Do you feel weighed down in your journey? I'm going to let you know this morning. Breathe. Have fun. God is all about fun. Your dad that is with you always, that will never leave you or forsake you, loves to watch you enjoy life. The reason why this excites me is because it wasn't always this way. fact it used to be. I'm tired. This journey is tiring. It's supposed to be fun. You know, I'm in a college class right now. It's discipleship and mentoring. Reading these two different books, and they're drilling what a disciple should look like. Take up their cross and suffer for me. I'm like, you choose Jesus and you're going that way. There're going to be some bumps. It's not always, but is that the one thing we want people hearing? Take up your cross and follow me. I'm reading this book and I'm just like, this does not sound very fun. Like, if I wasn't a Christian and I was reading this, I'd be like, I'm going that way. But when it's fun, we're relaxed. We think, oh, we got to be perfect. We got to do. And God's like, I'm right here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even to the end of the age. God is with you, church. When you go to work, God is with you. We need to be more aware of this because we love to put it on us. Well, I have to walk. I have to walk with God. Really, it's about him walking with us and us walking with him, just enjoying each other. This would totally change your prayer life. We just got done with this series with you talking about prayer. Prayer is real talk with a real God who wants to be a real dad. But prayer is meant to be enjoyed. Not this burden. I have to pray. No. We get to pray. And we change our focus a little bit. We're walking together. I love that poem, but there's one set of footprints. I'm in him. He's in me. We're connected. Go to John 15. He's the vine. We are the connection there. Joined. We're doing life together. And it's just about us walking with God as him walking with us. We can enjoy God, church. We can enjoy God. I want to read another scripture. I'm going to read it from the message. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Are you tired? Worn out, burnt out on religion, come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Doesn't this sound like a relationship? Remember, I'm reading from the message. I love that. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. And I believe that's why we can enjoy God, is because there's a rest in him that we can't find anywhere else. I love this. Walk with me and work with me. Doesn't this make it sound like it's not a one-way deal? So why do we make it sound like a one-way deal? I have to walk. No, it's I'm walking and he's walking with me. It's a two-way deal. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. That, I love that word, unforced. Let me tell you something, church. God doesn't force anything on you. In fact, he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. For the scripture. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I'm going to read that one more time. I believe this is the heart of God. The heart of God is not to point out your sin. The heart of God is to enjoy you as a child and you to enjoy him as dad. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. You come in here burdened. You come in here tired. This morning, he's showing you how to have a real rest. And it's found in him. I love how Jesus doesn't make it sound hard. We do. Religion does. God doesn't. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Sign me up. Living freely, living lightly. Now, this does not mean that you're not going to have stuff come up, because we live in a fallen world. But this does mean you can enjoy God and be happy, have joy, have peace through anything. Why? Because he's walking with you. You're walking with him. He's walking with you. Go into Safeway. He's with you. Thank you, Jesus. If you work at Safeway, God bless Safeway. Walmart's worse. You laugh. I literally act this way. God, I thank you that you're with me. Because I don't want to be here right now. What if we were to live this way at work? He's with me. Dads, what if you were to live this way in your parenting? He's with me. With me. I'm not parenting this child by myself. I'm walking with God. God's walking with me. I'm not alone in this. I'm so thankful for that. I look at my 2-year-old, I'm like, God, I thank you. I'm doing this with you. I'm not alone over here hoping that you're going to give me and speak to me how to raise this child, right? You're with me right now. Moms, what if you were to live this way? He's with me. Go to family gatherings, we go, I gotta share Jesus. Someone's gotta get saved. You know what the best testimony is? They see you enjoying God. It's funny because I had somebody in my family, they told my wife and I that actually, since we moved out here to Arizona, a few years ago, they were like, you know what? You guys are just easier to be around now. Why was she saying that? Because I felt burdened. Felt like I had to do stuff. Felt like I had to go and went back to family. Somebody about Jesus isn't a bad thing. But when you're walking with God and he's walking with you, you can go, God, I think you're going to open a door. Because you're just kind of building a door and ramming right through it and creating a whole big mess. I've been there. When we get this idea that you and God, you're a team. You're walking together. You're doing life together. It changes everything. So when this person said that, you guys are just easier to be around now. Thank you, God. And now this person calls even more to ask questions. This person calls even more when there's an issue. Not because of me being so spiritual. Not because of me trying to be perfect. God. God walking with me. Not alone, church. When we're worshiping, right now in this room before, we're not alone. We're not trying. Oh, God, please come in this building. You walked in, he walked in with you. This is where a real relationship happens, when we start to be more aware of his presence. This truly does make it fun. I've never had so much fun. I was saved till I was 17, going into my senior year of high school, and I wish I would have got saved earlier. I had so much fun. I never had so much fun. What I thought was fun turned out to not even compare. When I'm a senior in high school, in a public classroom, and people are getting healed of cancer, God's fun. And I still had some religion in there, because I was brand new. Maybe I was a little too crazy. Never had so much fun. You can be driving in the car, you can just be talking to God, just be praying, and God gives you something. Hey, I want you to call this person. And you call me, think this person needed me to call. It's so much fun. Yes, God does talk to you. Jesus said in John 10, he goes, my sheep know my voice and hear my voice. Walking with God requires you to hear him. And he hears you. There's confidence in that. He does talk back to you. You having fun? Are you enjoying God? I had to. Are you enjoying your walk with God? Or is it? Does it feel more of a burden? Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burnt out on religion? Which religion is all about you and what you have to do. See, the gospel in grace is all about what he did for us. That's the true good news. God loves you the way that you walked in here this morning. You don't have to get right for God to talk to you. You don't have to get right for God to be walking with you. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. That moment on, he never leaves you. Ever. Doesn't leave you. Again, I ask, what if we were to live this way? It's with me. At work, God's with me. I come home, God's with me. It's not like we just get up, pray, and then God stays in our prayer closet, and then we leave, and we come back to our prayer closet, and that's where God is. That's not it. Yet sometimes some people live that way. I challenge you, enjoy God this week. How do you do that? How do you enjoy other people? How do you enjoy other relationships? Talk to them. I hang out with them. There you go. Enjoy God this week. I want us to have fun. Because taste and see Lord is good. He is meant to be experienced. And what do you taste and see? His goodness. This may not sound awesome to you, but it's awesome. Because not a lot of people live this way. They live in what they have to do, and they live burdened, and they live weighed down. Bible to them is a weight. Prayer to them is a weight. Living for God is a weight. Well, this says that his burden is light. He wants to have fun with you. But you don't know, I had a big fight with my wife on the way to church this morning. Okay. Doesn't mean he left you in the car. Because you had a fight. I got a little angry with my child this morning because they just would not get in the car seat. That didn't happen this morning. But it has. I think I messed up. We get so focused on ourselves that we get unfocused on Jesus. And where are our eyes supposed to be? On him. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Messed up. You're forgiven. I did this. You're forgiven. I'm not perfect. Join the club. With you. He's with you. This is a very real thing. Every day you get up, God's right there. That's a very spiritual prayer. You get up, the alarm goes off, which ticks me off sometimes. It's not gonna lie. Sometimes I already start off bad. I'm like, oh. God, I just thank you that you're with me. Just recognizing his presence. Becoming more aware that he's with me. This is a relationship. He's meant to be enjoyed. He's meant to be experienced. He wants to do life with you. So awesome, because there's sometimes at work I'm like, oh God, I thank you that you're here. What should I do? Sometimes it's not even God thinking that you're here. Sometimes it's like, God, what do I do? Help here. Me, thank you for wisdom. Speak to me. Lead me. Enjoy God. Because when I was out there with Jonathan that day, my heart was, that was amazing when God said, to have fun with you. I like to watch you have fun. I want you to have fun. He's not, I'll say it again, he is not this cosmic killjoy that wants to take away all your fun. He wants to add fun to your life. He wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy this life that he gave us. John 10:10 says that he came to give life and life in abundance. But are we enjoying that abundance? I don't mean in things. You read that and we go, oh, that's talking about things. No, no, no. I believe the most abundant thing we could do, which is be in a relationship with him. That's the most fulfilling thing. God answering, God providing me with things, that's awesome. But things come and things go. It's all about a relationship. Not hard. How do we enjoy God? How do we have fun with God? You just walk with him. Talk with him. Include him. So thankful that when my wife tells me, hey, on your way home, get some bread, and I say, oh, sure, and I forget. And I'm driving home, and God goes, get the bread. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, we think that God talking to us always has to be these spiritual things. I think God has a sense of humor. I think God is funny. Now, people love to say, oh, God has a sense of humor, and he does some stuff with their life. I just think God is just funny. I literally, Jesus was a man. He was God, but he was a man. I could see him around a campfire cracking up with Peter and John and making jokes. It's amazing. Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burnt out on religion? I was there. Burnt out? Are you enjoying life? Maybe you need to shift your perception and become more him-focused than you-focused. Walk with him. That's a part of it. But don't ever lose sight that of the amazing truth that he's walking with you. Never leaves you nor forsakes you. You don't need to ask for more of God. Scripture says you've been filled with the Godhead. You've been filled with, you are filled. You don't need more of God. Just enjoy him. You can't get any more God. You can't get any more right with God than you are right now. Do we enjoy it? When I go visit my family back east, I enjoy the household because I'm living as their kid. I walk in, I go straight to that refrigerator, I get what I want. I don't beg and plead outside, can I please come in, Mom? But we act that way with God. Can I just come in? And God's like, what are you doing? You're already there. You say, you talk to me, I'm right there. We're walking together. Be like, what is wrong with you? Get in here. All I have is yours. Him being dad. Join it. We get it so mixed up with religion. So God will. No, God did. So it's finished. You can't. He's walking with you. You're walking with him. This whole thing is supposed to be fun. This whole thing is supposed to be fun, but I don't know if a lot of Christians live this way. Again, go to any church on any given Sunday, look at the faces. How are you? I'm good, brother. I'm blessed. There's joy in Jesus. There's peace. Are you having fun with God? This whole journey is supposed to be fun. Join our walk, our journey, our life with God. Let's get it again. You're having fun. Join God. Can I just encourage you this week? Stop trying to do the stuff. Enjoy God. Know that He's with you. When you open your Bible, enjoy that God is with you while you're reading it. You're talking to God, enjoy that He's right. He's with you. Why? Because He's in you. That's why there's one set of footprints, guys. Paul said, you are hidden in Christ. This book teaches that we are in Him. That's why there's one set of footprints. So we're going to end with some worship. To really put this into practice. I believe it takes practice to be aware of God. But I want you guys to stand up. We're going to these lights down a little bit. Can we just enjoy God? It's still early. Relax, okay? It's not even 11:30. Okay? But as we are, and they can sing whatever they want to sing, but I want us to enjoy God. If you want to raise your hands, raise your hands. If you don't, that's okay. I want us to enjoy God in this moment. I want us to live here in this moment. I can enjoy God and God can enjoy me. Amen? We're going to be done soon, I promise. But let's enjoy God. Let's enjoy being His kid. Want to close your eyes so you don't get distracted. That's awesome. But talk to God.
Sing it. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns
God, you are awesome. God, I thank you that we can enjoy you. You're not about being a burden. You're about freeing. Thank you that we can have fun in you. We can enjoy life with you. We can enjoy life with you. You're walking with us. We're walking with you. We are connected. We're joined. We're together. We're doing life together. You talk to me. I talk to you. We're together. We're together. And I thank you that we will all be encouraged from your words this morning, that we're not alone. You never leave us or forsake us. Wherever we go, you are. You're with us. And I thank you for that. In your name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.